don't stress, just put it to the test. Leave the rest, cause you're riding with the best. This right here is proven for success. So rule three.
Welcome to the Rule 3, the Breakdown Edition.
There's nothing you can do, so just to rule three. System will make you feel brand new.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Rule of Three, the Breakdown Edition. As always, I'm your host, I'm Jeff. I'm joined by...
Big Shot Bob.
What's up?
What's that?
And, of course, I'm Rocky. Welcome to today's show. Man, we got a good show today.
Yeah, we do.
As always.
Always. Hey, what's up, Facebook
Anytime
Live?
Y'all get to see us in the booth is a good day for you guys.
Absolutely. The Periscopians, the millions and millions of Periscopians that's watching
us. Facebook Livers.
Are we? Facebookers.
Facebook Livers.
I don't know.
The Flavors.
The
Flavors.
Flavors.
The Facers.
The brand new flavor in you.
The Bookers.
I don't know.
We'll figure out something.
We're coming up with a name.
Yeah.
For your Facebook Live.
I'll come up with something.
We'll find something.
We'll vote on it. We got a great show today. First show, we talk about NFL. This show, we're going to do college football, look at week four, which was and then week five this coming weekend,
Yeah. They go back to week one. Good.
Yeah. Because there's some great games coming up this next one. But first, we have the Joseph Randall Dummies of the Week. Who's there? It's the Joseph Randall, BSS Carolina's Dummy of the Week. The BSS Carolina Joseph Randall's Dummy of the Week. You guys got any? Because I got a couple. I know one I want to talk about real fast.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Let me know.
Well, two. Mike Shuler, first of all, you don't be on this list.
That's
until I see you score some points or you call different plays. Then Odell Beckham Jr., Mr. Fighting the Net himself.
Fighting the kicker's net, Odell?
Then he just left it. Like, man, the kicker's got to use that. You know, be polite. Pick it up.
Did you see him crying?
And
I have never seen so many great memes in my life.
Oh.
I'm just saying.
He has emotional issues.
Can we replace the crying Jordan now with the crying Odell?
The crying Odell. Or get the crying, what was that running back for Denver a couple years ago that was shed? Get his face out there. Damn, what was his name? He's not in the league no
more.
You're
talking about the dude who shed the big tear?
Yeah,
the
that played at Georgia.
Is that how we're looking?
Yes, we are sideways.
Come
on.
Don't you want to turn your neck and look at us?
Yeah. We did the whole first segment sideways. Side piece. Your side piece was a regular piece.
I need side piece. Got to put it there.
All right, so I got a.
No, Sean Moreno. That was his name. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Killed it. No, good job. My dummy of the week is, and most people probably won't agree with me on this, but I'm okay with that because a lot of people don't. My dummy of the week is LSU. How dare you fire Les Miles? I let Les Miles fire Cam Cameron and come up with a better situation on offense, but Les Miles, somebody is about to roll out the play. Whoa. That's awesome. Sorry, you messed me up on my rant.
Sorry, dude.
Somebody is about to roll out the bank for this guy to be their head coach. Les Miles is an elite college football head coach. He just messed up and got a bad offensive coordinator. He's still an elite defensive. He's an elite defensive guy. He's not the greatest on offense. He does come up with some trick plays every once in a while. But I understand it's been a long time. They haven't won in a while. I get it. Maybe a new face will do the right thing.
But this is the funny thing. That's what they were talking about. They were saying Les Miles was a good offensive guy. It's just he couldn't develop the quarterback.
This man is 114-34 in 12 years. All right.
Yeah.
I know a school in Raleigh, North Carolina, fire Dave Doran today if you got to get Les Miles. I'll take him.
You can bring Cam Cameron you want.
I don't care.
Les Miles a house. You can live in the governor's mansion.
I will bring you food once a week. If I have to. I don't care. I will cook your meals.
You know where Les Miles ends up? Auburn University.
Oh,
he's
going to
be the next War Eagle coach. Gus Malzahn is gone.
Oh, well, nah. I don't know. He's got another year.
He's got another. They'll give him one more year, I think, to do something.
If they could say, hey, we get Les Miles and get all. He had the best recruiting class coming in next season. We get a fourth, a third of that recruiting class to come to Auburn. Because we bring in Les Miles?
Gus recruits, though, man. That's the thing. Gus is still a recruiter.
Yeah.
Who has he gotten?
Well, nobody quarterback.
Anybody relevant.
Your quarterbacks have been horrible. You can say the same thing at Les Miles, though, at quarterback.
Odell, I mean, that's the quarterback. Okay. But look at the skill positions he's feeding the league.
Tell
to
me the last quarterback the he had at OSU. You want me to tell you?
Zach Mettenberger.
Matt Flynn.
I like
Matt
it.
Flynn.
We disagree because I think Zach Mettenberger.
I thought
was
Zach
okay,
Mettenberger
yeah,
was going to be
all
a
right,
player.
Right,
he
right,
has
he
a
was
heart.
All right. But I'm talking about Matt Flynn had a great.
If Zach Mettenberger was the quarterback at LSU right now, LSU would be undefeated rolling teams.
Yep.
It's like he's had the quarterback, hasn't had the talent around it. He's had the talent, hasn't had the quarterback to get the talent to football.
Yeah, when he had Jamarcus Russell, they had nobody around Jamarcus. That was sad. That was
so
sad.
No, he had a lot around him. He had Burger King, McDonald's.
Oh, come on. That's a shot.
He had Jack in the Box. He had everything around. He was living good in Louisiana.
He was eating all that gumbo.
Have you been to Louisiana?
No, it's
hard,
good food.
It would be hard not to get big down there.
No.
I'd eat gumbo every day.
You live West Monroe? Man, you're going to be eating.
Go down to the French Quarter.
Of course, I'm giving my dummy to Ryan Fitzpatrick. Ryan Fitzpatrick, how the hell you have 6 interceptions in one game?
He threw 5 and 5.
Ryan Fitzpatrick.
I mean, there was throws. It would be one thing if you were throwing the ball to receivers. They were hitting them on the hands. And they were just popping up, and you were getting bad luck. But you were throwing it into a crowd of 5 red Kansas City shirts. Like, your guy was open.
Has anybody checked to see if he's colorblind? Like, for real.
There was a post.
That's dead serious.
There's
question.
A post by Bleacher Report that had him with a blindfold on his face. I thought he had just had his helmet on backwards. I don't know what the hell
You'd
he was looking at.
You'd think he'd get lucky and maybe the defense would drop one, but geez.
They were just snatching everything. Here you go.
Old Derek Johnson got himself a pick 6. He's like 74 years old.
And
still
one of my fantasy
linebacker.
Leagues, we play with defensive players. Derek Johnson had 23 fantasy points yesterday.
Fantasy defensive player.
That's awesome.
Unbelievable.
I do
23
not.
23 fantasy points.
Ryan Fitzpatrick is who we thought he was. All right.
Let's calm down.
That's all I'm going to say.
Well, I'm not ready to say that.
I know
that
he
yet.
Had a good game against
Buffalo.
The Jets. No.
Against Buffalo.
Against the Buffalo. Like thank
he,
you.
He
against
plays
the Bills.
For the Jets.
No, so. I meant the Bills. Excuse yeah. me. But, look, everybody gets lucky once in a while. All right?
Exactly. His last 5 starts, he's 1-4.
Yeah.
With way more turnovers than touchdowns.
Listen, and I get – he's got some great – you talk about somebody that's got some great weapons around him.
Yeah.
He's probably got most weapons in the league around him.
Imagine if Carson Wentz
I mean,
had
running
Brandon
back,
Marshall and Eric Dirk lined up on the outside.
Running back, wide receivers.
Pittsburgh, I would say Pittsburgh.
Tight end. You know who they just picked up today? Austin Savarian Jenkins. They
another
picked up the
weapon.
Jets.
I mean,
he's going to get
if he's not dummy, though, and he plays, that's another
I
weapon.
I love Jenkins.
I like Jenkins, God. Too, but he's got to play and be smart.
He's
got
to keep get his head out of
you got any more James. Dummies? Any more dummies?
That's it.
All right.
That's all I got.
Beckham Jr. is enough dummy this week. So, anyway, let's go to Les Miles real fast. You talk about LSU. We talked about where he might go next. You think Auburn.
I think Auburn. Or Kentucky. He stays in the – I think he stays in the SEC.
I think it was a good Big Ten.
Or he could go to the Big 12. The Big 12,
no,
he could dominate
Big
there,
10.
Too. Maybe
Big
at
10.
Baylor.
Like
you know why I say Big Ten? Because he's from Michigan. He's alma mater in Big – there'll be job openings in the Big Ten.
I mean, Michigan and Ohio State are good.
Northwestern might.
You want to go to Northwestern from No. Dude, I want to play where I can compete. You ain't going to compete at Northwestern.
Yeah, you could.
Hey, I got one.
Les
for
Miles
you.
Can compete anywhere.
University of Southern California.
USC?
SC. Not a bad spot.
They just hired.
He's getting fired, bro. They suck.
Oh, yeah, because they changed ADs.
How about Texas?
They're terrible.
Texas. Charlie Strong.
You think Charlie Strong's safe?
Charlie Strong's
safe. I don't think
after
Charlie Strong's
safe. After this year, yes, he's good.
What about Oregon?
No.
They just lost to Colorado this past weekend, dude.
I
I'm telling you.
No.
That's going to be an option. I'm telling you. Watch Oregon.
They would have to change their entire scheme of
– No, you don't.
Yeah.
You keep OC. Listen, if he's going to get another job, the first thing they're going to ask him when he goes for a job interview, what are you going to do on offense? That's the first thing they're going to ask him. And you better bring somebody. Now, we were talking about – I think, honestly, he'll go to Michigan for a year and be with Harbaugh. Harbaugh already told him – you come up here, I'll let you, you know, be an analyst, help us out, you know, for a couple years and then leave.
I don't think Les Miles goes
he'll
next season
no
without a job, though. I think
he's getting
a job. No question.
Oklahoma State, maybe.
Ooh,
I mean,
that's
Gundy,
not a bad one.
Mike Gundy.
Big 12.
But going back to LSU, all right, who do they get to replace him? Me and you talked about it a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you the perfect guy I would go ahead and get, and he agreed. He works
Chip
at
Kelly?
Alabama. Mm-mm. No, he
Lane
works
Kiffin.
At Alabama. Lane Kiffin. Because think about it,
You want somebody to beat Alabama? Take somebody Lane from
Kiffin
Alabama.
Lane Kiffin ain't a good head coach. He's a great OC, but as far as the head coaching job, he does not have
that. The man deserves
a
second chance.
Yeah. Does he?
And yeah, absolutely he does.
Does he?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I'm just saying, if you put – he's an offensive guy. Put him at LSU. If you got a good system around you, he should be fine.
Lane Kiffin does not deal with pressure well. He had the pressure to go follow Pete Carroll at USC. Did not work. You think he's going to be able to live up to the pressure on all the LSU boosters is going to put on this new coach?
You don't think there's no pressure Alabama is OC working Nick Saban?
No.
Nick Saban's cussing you out on the sideline.
No, there's pressure. There's
up
more,
by 35.
There's more pressure at the OC.
But he doesn't take any of the blame if Alabama loses.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
Nick Saban will throw him under the bus so fast.
Are you telling me there's no pressure on the Alabama OC job? So, that's as much pressure as some head coaching jobs in college football.
No, I'm going to tell you. Because they have all the recruits and all the talent, and they're expected to win all the time.
I'm going
to
tell you why that is a really good pickup with Lane Kiffin going there. Because you look at who – Nick Saban, I almost forgot his name. Nick Saban brought in as a special analyst person of Steve Sarkisian because he kind of saw the writing on the wall for Les, and he kind of knows Lane's probably up there.
Lane's getting a job somewhere.
Lane's going to get that job. So he brought in Sark and was like, hey, you're down and out. You come here. You basically just work under me. You sit in a room. You watch film. You learn all this stuff that I want you to do. And then when Lane leaves next year, Steve Sarkisian will step in right into OC, and they'll just keep it rolling.
An interesting name I've heard, Bobby Petrino.
That's a good one.
That's not bad. Me and him talked about that one. The other one I think that's real possibility, and they don't throw everything at him after Jimbo says no, is Todd Herman at Houston. They're going to push for him.
I mean, he would be a good one too because we see what Houston's
offense
does.
Here's why I don't think so is because he is a Big Ten guy. I would go with a Petrino or a Lane Kiffin, somebody that has been at SEC before.
I'm going to tell you a place, though, going back to where Les could end up. Don't sleep on Texas A&M because Kevin Sumlin just – I don't know.
They just had a great win.
They just had a huge
weekend.
Win against Arkansas. They're crushing right now.
They're top 10 right now.
I mean, it looks like A&M and Alabama are going to decide who wins the AFC.
But Texas A&M will fall apart. They're going to fall apart. It's what they do. Fall apart. Sorry. That's your moniker.
Yeah. All right. Well, there you go. That's where we think Les Miles will go, Lane Kiffin, and everybody else. It's going to be interesting.
You did mention his name real quick, but Florida State fans, hey, I'm talking to you because I am a Florida State fan. The rumors will come out. LSU is going to throw boatloads of money at Jimbo Fisher because he was there when they won a national championship with – Nick Saban. Why can I never remember Nick Saban's name? Drives me nuts. They're going to throw boatloads of money at him, but Jimbo Fisher is not going to leave because Jimbo Fisher is smart.
Don't you remember after last season? He was going to take that job. He was going to sign with LSU and go there. And last minute, he was like, nope, I'm going to stay where I'm at.
He's got a good thing at Florida State.
So does he change this time?
No.
I don't think he does because that's not his alma mater. These guys, I don't think he would want to leave Florida State. He's got it made there.
And you get to do
and
you
he just signed
the
a fat contract.
You're
in the
ACC. Right. You are the ACC right now.
Generally, excluding this crazy year with Louisville, generally, all you got to do is beat Clemson, and you're almost guaranteed to make the college football playoffs every year. Just don't screw it up.
Let's give Nick Saban a new nickname. Let's just call him the Godfather or something, or Don. The Don. He's the Don.
Well, he can't be Don because Don Shula is.
Well, we'll call Nick Saban the Godfather. He's the Godfather. When you see Nick Saban, just go kiss the ring and pay homage.
The rings.
The rings. Thank you.
There's like eight.
Just pay homage.
There's seven, six, eight, seven, four,
he
five.
Got, he got more than everybody else in the college football landscape combined.
He'd be
that
like,
says a lot.
Looking like he might get another one this
exactly.
year.
Exactly.
That's the reason I think if Alabama wins, you know, Lane Kiffin's going to be a high priority of a head coach for somebody.
Somebody's going to give Lane a job. I just don't think it's the LSU job.
LSU, you talk about Auburn. If they let go of him, I think Auburn could be a fit for him.
True.
You know, they want another offensive guy. They ain't going defense. So
no. They're going to want flashy.
And they need somebody that can recruit, too. You got to – whoever follows Les Miles has got to be a ace plus recruiter. Because Les could recruit, man. That guy got players. So if you ain't that, stay away from the LSU job.
Yeah. What else you got, Rock?
So, now I was looking up Nick Saban for you because I know you guys are talking about it. The next thing we'll talk about, let's look at
– next week?
This past week real fast because there's a couple games. We'll move through it fast.
It was so bad.
It was so bad we ain't going to spend a lot of time. Number five, Clemson beat Georgia Tech 26-7.
No surprise?
Kind of a surprise. They lost the last five times they played at Georgia Tech. You know, 26-7 is not a huge win. It was a good win, but –
I think the biggest shock was Ole Miss just blowing out Georgia.
That was
seven.
Ugly.
Stanford beat UCLA 23-13.
No surprise.
Wisconsin beat Michigan State 36.
That was a shocker for me.
Especially because I was almost ready to ride with Michigan State.
And the
again.
Way they beat Michigan State, they beat clobbered the mess out of Michigan.
Hold on, hold on. I have a very special announcement. Everyone, look at me. Who said Tennessee was going to beat Florida this year? And who said Florida was going to beat Tennessee?
I did pick Florida.
I picked Florida.
But at halftime, what were you doing at halftime?
Crying.
He was sweating.
Oh, my God. Joshua Dobbs, you suck.
He was worried.
It all worked out for him.
Tennessee did beat Florida 35-38-28. Tennessee will lose this week.
I don't know who they're playing.
I'll tell you. When we get up to preview, we'll talk about that. Florida State did beat South Florida 55-35.
Welcome back, Dalvin Cook.
And finally, Bobby's team finally won a game this weekend. Duke beat Notre Dame 38-35. Congratulations,
Dude.
Finally, first time in 30 years they've ever won.
Wait till basketball season, though.
You know, Duke's got the same record as Notre Dame now.
1-2.
Hey, we will take it.
All right. Let's preview next week, week five here in college football. Friday night, it starts Friday this week. Number 7, Stanford at number 10, Washington. You want a game to watch? This will be a game to watch.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
You're going to see a lot of points from McCaffrey. Yeah. Before I move to Saturday, what?
Oh, I thought we were
going
to pick.
I'm going through now. I'm going to talk about the games and let you pick.
All right.
Number 14, Miami at Georgia Tech. I know it's not a big game, but it is for Miami. They win this game. I'm going to go with Miami. I think they win. But watch out. This is one of those hiccup games they could lose.
I like Brad Kyle. I hope I said his last name
right.
Yeah,
no, Kyle, that is correct, yes.
He's very smooth in the pocket, delivers the football. And it seems like
He seems like the best NFL prospect to me.
And
he's a senior.
The coach, what's the coach's name?
Margaret.
I gave him a lot of crap at Georgia because he always had the talent, just could not seem to get over the hump. But he's turning this Miami program around, man.
They ain't played nobody yet, but we'll see.
We'll see. They got some tough games coming.
They're in the coaster, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
So
them and Vautech right now look like the cream of the class in the coastal.
They're going to win the ACC.
Oh, that's a bold statement.
That's tough.
That's a hot take.
I think it is a hot take. I'm gonna go.
There's literally three teams on the other side that are all better than Miami.
A lot better.
All they gotta do is win one.
Just win one.
That's true.
And win
the game in Orlando.
Sometimes, what does it take in a new program? What does it take for a program to finally step up? A new coach that first year usually takes that one. Is that one team that takes that next step? Why not Miami this year? We'll see though, because they've always had talent. The next game, number 11, Tennessee at number 25, Georgia. I'm going to tell you already, I'm going to Georgia.
That's crazy.
Nope. I'm going to Georgia. They're playing in Georgia. I think this is where Tennessee finally slips.
You know
up.
What? I was so impressed with Joshua Dobbs in the second half.
Georgia has a boatload of problems right now. The quarterback play, other than outside of Nick Chubb,
they have nothing.
They're just not good, bro.
And Joshua Dobbs looks like he found a swag, I can win the big game if you put the ball in my hands.
Please tell me one game this year that they put together for a whole game.
They haven't. They don't have to.
They haven't.
They just need to put it together to have the best score at the end of the game.
It scares me when a team does not play a full game against some of these bad teams.
I'll give you that. That's what I'm saying.
Florida was not a bad team. Florida's the best defense in the country coming in.
No, Florida's a good team, but they did not have their starting quarterback this week.
We know their offense, what their offense
Luke
was.
Luke Del Rio was not playing this weekend. Georgia, yes, they got questions, but they still got Nick Chubb. And they're playing in Georgia.
If Nick Tennessee, Chubb got to go for 300 yards.
This is a weekend I think Tennessee hiccups and finally loses one. But they haven't put up a huge game yet. They need to actually make a statement and play a 60-minute game. The next game, UNC at number 12, Florida State. UNC got a chance?
No. Yeah.
No. Hey.
They got a chance to lose by 40. That's what they got a chance for.
Hey, don't. Don't do that.
Come on now.
No, because I'm going to tell you.
Carolina just lost to – who did they lose to over the weekend?
Carolina beat Pitt.
Carolina beat Pitt.
Oh, they came back on Pitt. They were getting embarrassed by Pitt, though, before
– They beat them 38-36.
Florida State, don't sleep on it.
Don't sleep on it.
Don't sleep on it. Don't sleep on it. I'm telling you, it worries me, especially because Florida State does not play well in that mid-afternoon game. They're really good at 12, and they're damn good at 8 o'clock. But at 3:30 – 4:30, Florida State just doesn't live up to that type of style. I don't like it. It's a trap game, and I feel like this could be the end of our season. But I'm still picking Florida State.
Unfortunately, we lost our Wi-Fi signal, so we probably went off live.
Yeah, we kind of went down there.
But
we're still on.
It looks like we're still on Periscope.
We're still on Periscope.
Yeah,
so.
Well, that's good.
Florida State, but I think Dalvin Cook is back. Carolina can't stop nobody. They can't stop the faucet from running even if they turn the spigot all the way off.
Yeah, Dalvin, please.
I think Florida State puts up 60 points, and they roll 60 to 30.
You made me nervous.
This will be a close game. This will be a close game.
Are you kidding? In Tallahassee? Come on, man.
This will be a close game. Man. 45 to 38.
If I bet college football, this would be one of the games I would bet no matter what the spread was. I would take Florida State.
Florida State by 10.
Yeah.
I would take
this
that
This
will
be a closer game, you think. Number 8, Wisconsin at number 4, Michigan. You talk about big game.
That's a huge game. This is Michigan's big test. Michigan hasn't played anybody.
No.
Michigan is down to the starting defensive back, I think. They got carted off the field over the weekend. Looks like he's going to be out for the season.
I still don't believe in Wisconsin.
Neither.
You would have to give me the Wolverines on this
But you know what Wisconsin's going to do. They're going to line up. They're going to run the ball.
You
want to
watch a game that's
going to
be like 14-10?
This is
the final score? That's the game to watch.
But Harbaugh, he has Michigan believing. I think Michigan does their thing. They win at home. They should win at home.
Wisconsin did change quarterbacks. So they got a new quarterback back there. The offense did score 30 points. Well, the defense a touchdown. I'll go with Michigan. They're playing at home. They should win this game easily.
All right, let's get to the game.
The game. Number 3, Louisville at number 5, Clemson. Lamar Jackson against Deshaun Watson. Who we got?
All the pressure is on Deshaun Watson and the Clemson Tigers. Ellis, like they were talking about, Louisville's playing with house money. I think Clemson wins at home in Death Valley. Their defense is playing at another level. I can't see Louisville getting 60 points on Clemson. But it's going to be a close competitive game. But I think Deshaun Watson being more seasoned, having a few better weapons at the wide receiver position, gets them over the top in like a 35-30 game.
Not so fast, my friend.
Okay.
Shout out Lee Corso. What's up? Not so fast. Double not so fast. I'm going with Louisville in a rout. A rout.
This ain't Florida State.
Whoa, hey. This shut your mouth, all right? Never say that to me again.
Hey, he's a believer, man.
I'm going with Louisville in a rout. Give me 45-28.
Ooh.
Route. Okay. Lamar Jackson, welcome to the Heisman.
I'm going with the Louisville Cardinal as well.
I might want to change my pick now.
I'm just telling you, I don't believe in Clemson. You beat Georgia Tech 26-7. You talking about another team that's not put it together for a four? They did play one team last week. They beat 59-0. South Carolina State, by the way.
Hey, I will say this, though. I would actually rather see Clemson win because that helps Florida State in our chances to win the AC. Yeah. A whole lot of hoopla. I'd rather see Clemson win. But I don't see it. They got athletes, man.
And there's one more game on the West Coast that we're forgetting. Stanford. Washington.
No, that's
the first game we talked about. I tried to pick it. He told me not to pick, and then he moved on, and then we started picking.
Oh, did we not pick?
No, we didn't pick that one.
Okay, we'll pick it. Stanford and Washington. I thought y'all did.
Give me Washington.
I'll go to Stanford.
I'm taking the Huskies at home, man.
Yeah.
I'll go to Stanford.
I like Washington at home. Christian McCaffrey, though, is going to fill up the stat sheet.
He's still going to have a good game.
I'm going McCaffrey. My fault. I told you guys to pick.
No.
I tried to.
No, I want to pick. I'll pick the Huskies. All
right. Well, I'm going back to the Louisville Clemson. I think Louisville will win this game. Just Lamar Jackson looks unbelievable.
And after Clemson
wins. He's not played a bad game yet this year.
After Clemson wins on Saturday, I will be wearing a bright orange Nike or Under Armour shirt next week to show my love to Clemson for making me look like a prophet.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. That's great.
That works.
So what do I get when they get routed by Louisville and Lamar Jackson puts up like six more touchdowns?
I'll wear a Florida State is the greatest of all time shirt.
I'll bring a hat.
And I hate Florida State.
I'll bring a hat. I'll let you wear it on air. Perfect. Like it.
Nice.
Nice.
I got an NC State jersey. No, you can't.
We're talking about real football teams.
You know who we play this weekend? Wake Forest, man. Wake Forest.
Give me Wake Forest in that game.
Wake Forest wins for Arnold Palmer this weekend.
That's right.
They are 4-0. Don't sleep on the Demon Deeks.
Hey, we're 2-1. We lost East Carolina.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Les
Miles at NC State next year. That's where you need to go, man.
Let's go Les Miles at Wake Forest.
No. Les Miles anywhere.
Anywhere. I'll take Les Miles anywhere.
NC State.
Except for Duke. We love David Ratcliffe down there.
Yes. Oh, he's a great head coach.
Oh, Cutcliffe. Oh.
Cutcliffe.
We love Coach Cutcliffe. Stay around.
All right. That is going to do it this week for the Rule of Three, the Breakdown Edition. As always, I'm your host. I'm Jeff.
I'm Big Shot.
And, of course, I'm Rocky. You can catch us everywhere. Spreaker, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, and iTunes.
Hey, don't forget, your host of the Rule of Three, the Breakdown Edition, is going to be on the regular Breakdown Sports Show on Thursday.
And don't forget, 2 o'clock p.m.
2 o'clock Thursday.
On Thursday.
Yes.
We'll send out a friendly reminder.
And I'm going to be on Wrestling with Attitude, so I'm pretty excited
about
that.
Oh, that should be great.
Periscope, don't kill me. It's been a while. All right. Good day.